find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network for the next 2 hours on this Wednesday, the 9th of August, and 2006 is the year. One more day closer to freedom or enslavement? Well, how do we know? How do we know of whence we came and where we're at today, and better still, where we're going to end up tomorrow? Where we end up tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, depends on how we educate ourselves today. Knowledge is literally power, but knowledge that is not disseminated, not shared, is information lost. How many times do we have to keep repeating the same mistakes throughout recorded history? We've done the two-step forward and a three-steps back, folks. Just when it looks like the human race finally gets its head out of the dark, dank place that it was in, it turns around and it makes the same mistakes again. But there are people, ladies and gentlemen, that are interested in these mistakes being repeated so they can socially re-engineer, economically take over, democratize you or demonize you, depends on how you want to look at it. And there has been a driving force behind global governance, the New World Order, the new paradigm, Nirvana, you name it, whatever they want to call it this week. I like what Kofi Annan said about the New World Order. A couple of years ago, he said, it's a New World Disorder. Well, they've had their setbacks, but they're doing the three steps forward and only two steps back. They have been marching on continually for hundreds of years. Now, some people would argue that, oh, well, it's the Illuminists, it's the Illuminati. No, it's the Jesuits. No, it's the Jews. Well, we're going to be talking to a gentleman here, David Bay, in just a couple of minutes, that will try to put this in perspective to people. There's a lot of bad guys on the planet, folks, that have organized their own organizations that walk hand in hand. They are lockstep. They are fellow travelers to the globalist. Organizations have been used and discarded. There are some that remain there, hidden, albeit effective, though. The New World Order marches on. We got one of its little henchmen in the White House right now, little Georgie Porgy. His job was to put in place Free Trade Area of America, the mirror to the European Union. And that was the second phase. There's a third phase, and they have to do a little tidying up. But by and large, most of the populated, industrialized planet is now locked up in the New World Order. Just those little sordid details we just have to iron out. But everything will fall into place once we control your money supply, then we control your politics, we control the destiny of your country. This has been the game plan. This is what has worked for them very, very well. Mankind has always wanted to dominate and steal, and it seems like when the government comes along and they have organized politics, well, it just kind of goes astray and it stops looking out for the people that, well, they're supposed to represent. But there again, there is a driving force behind it, above all, and way behind. They may not be seen, but they are the driving force behind the New World Order. We'll be talking with David Bay about this right after this short break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The DVD that is out now, that is going to be a series of DVDs, is called America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And in this, you will learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions, the hidden truth within the manifold layers of signs and symbols in our nation's infrastructure, symbols that are many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. And I have with me David Bay. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, John. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it very much. there has been, David, there has been many speculative attempts and valiant attempts to explain the New World Order, explain America's beginnings, the Masonic origins or personnel that were Masons that helped form this nation. And some would say that it was designed to be folded into a global government. Some people say that this is the grandest experiment that, well, it just had a few too many holes you could drive a truck through, and we lost control of America to, let us say, vested foreign interest. David, if you would, for our listening audience, given what I've just thrown at you, on globalism, and especially America's part in this, how do you see this?
Well, all the way back in to in the early 1580s. Queen Elizabeth I of Great Britain, her foreign advisor, John Dee, and her astrologer / advisor, all began to create a new idea. And this idea was that out of the North American colonies, they would use the power of the throne to bring a nation, an English-speaking nation out of the North American colonies that would gradually, over the next 200 or 300 years after the nation was founded, would gradually lead the world into a global government, economy, and religion, which they called the New Order of the Ages. Now that was Sir Francis Bacon's term, and remained the term until 1776, when it was changed to New World Order, which is shown on the back of your dollar bill as Novus Ordo Seclorum. So it's an old plan; it goes back a good many years. Interestingly, George Bush tied directly into this plan when he was giving his second inaugural address. And he stated, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting upon an ancient plan which is meant to be fulfilled. And he said that toward the end of his defense of his invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. So he was saying that he was just fulfilling Queen Elizabeth and Francis Bacon's idea, their original concept. It was quite a startling statement, actually.
Well, and there, David, there has been a lot of talk. Zionists, which Zionism is a political party that has ensnared and captured not only Israel, but apparently the whole Judeo type of religion worldwide. I don't know what you want to call it, Judaism, whatever you would like to say it is. But we have that happened around the turn of last century. That's a relatively new project.
Yeah, that started in 1896, actually, when Rothschild funded the Zionists in the first Zionist Congress, and he funded it so heavily that he became a major player in it, and they ultimately. They ultimately appropriated his favorite symbol, which was the old-fashioned hexagram, and that's why you've got a hexagram on the Jewish flag. I mean, you know, people say, "Oh, that's Star of David." Well, and that was created by Solomon. Well, that's true, but that was, if you know your Bible, you know that Solomon went into witchcraft very heavily, and God condemned him for it. He actually built pagan, temples for his foreign wives, and that was a dark history in Solomon's life. But it is a witchcraft symbol, and that's why you have it there. That's why it's there. It's there to tell you that the Illuminati controls Israel right now.
Well, and this is what
this is not covered in my video.
Yeah.
I'm getting astray here.
No, that's fine. No, we're gonna run the gamut here, but a lot of people are confusing. They're saying that the Jesuits are the cause of this. Now, we know that Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit.
He was a former Jesuit. He hated, at the time that he and Rothschild, at the time his name Mayor Angel Bauer. That was his name. He changed it later to Rothschild. But Mayor Angel Bauer and Adam Weishaupt created what is known as the Masters of the Illuminati from 1773 to 1776 and went public with it on May 1, 1776. And at that point, they were extremely anti-Catholic Church. And they immediately set off a battle, a global battle with the Catholic Church, because the Jesuits are trying to do the same thing on behalf of the Pope. The Jesuits have always been trying to bring the whole world under the control of the papacy. That's what the Jesuits were founded for. And that's what they're, so they immediately came in conflict with Adam Vesoft and his new Illuminati.
They better, their poster children aren't exactly good recruiters, because a lot of them we've discovered from the Catholic faith are in fact predators on small children.
Well, you see, they're all into witchcraft. When you are, and when you practice witchcraft, one of the tenets of witchcraft is that you can have sex with anybody at any point, of any age, of any sex. That's just witchcraft, and they've been practicing witchcraft for from the beginning. That's what the Jesuits are. So it's of course that the whole Catholic Church is caught up into that, and that's why you have pedophilia running rampant, throughout the Catholic Church, and it's not just a recent phenomenon. You can go back. I've got books that are over 200 years old that talk about the same thing.
I can't match on that one. I have one book on my shelf in a home. It's over 100 years old. A man in Ireland was a Catholic priest, and he quit it because there was child molestations.
Absolutely.
There were brothels that the fine pastors at the time visited.
Yeah, the Pope's brothels were very famous. They were for hundreds of years in Europe. Especially in Rome.
and it's amazing. And people, they will not look. In today's headlines, you can still read. I mean, you can remember a year and a half ago that it was front page news stories that priests were turning up all over the place. Witnesses were going in court and pointing fingers and says, yes, that man molested me. But that was a symptom of a great disease that is inside the Roman Catholic Church. All that they talk about, David, is the individuals that get caught, not the problem and the root cause of it.
Well, see, forced celibacy has never been God's plan. Forced celibacy, and that's what the Catholic Church is. I mean, when the priests of Babylon adopted forced celibacy, you had sexual perversion run rampant. In the Greek mysteries, when their priests were forced into celibacy, you had sexual perversion run rampant. The Catholic Church, when they adopted this forced celibacy for their priests, they knew what they were getting into. Because, it had already been, well established in history what this produces. And again, this is not covered in my video.
but I know that you have a lot of information.
Yeah,
and what I wanted to do was initially to bring this the focal point to present day, and then we can work backwards.
Okay.
We have, as I've heard Newt Gingrich say, we have the possibility of World War III in the Middle East right now. We have the Zionists and the Likudniks over there. That it's basically based in land grabbing, as they've demonstrated repeatedly in Palestine and also Lebanon. And I've renamed the IDF over there the IOF. It's the Israeli Offensive Forces, not Defensive Forces. And in any given turn, they play the victim card, and, oh, we're being attacked, and, oh, we're being kidnapped, and therefore that justifies us with waging war on our neighbors, which we know the roadmap to peace for Israel is dominance in the Middle East, is it not?
Well, it's dominance in the Middle East for Israel, because Israel is the home of Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem is the Temple Mount, which the Masons have every intention of seizing and building a new Solomon's Temple for their new Messiah, which is fairly close to coming onto the world scene. You see, that's what it's all about in Israel. If you look back into Freemasons' legends, they're all Old Testament, and to them the temple is paramount. The temple is like the Holy Grail. It's just they must rebuild it, and for them to rebuild it means they've got to control Israel, Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount.
All right, we got to take this break. My guest, David Bay, the video "Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings: The New Atlantis." We'll be talking further with this very, very well-researched man right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
There are even some saying today, Mr. Bay, that, well, the Constitution, it was set up and it was designed to fail, to allow the Illuminists to take over America. David.
I don't know if it was designed to fail, but it was designed to be. It was designed to fill, come to an end. That's for sure. It was designed to come to a point where the leaders of the. The right time period when the world was to go global would collapse this economy, would collapse the Constitution, declare martial law, establish a dictatorship. So that's all. That's definitely true.
Yeah, but I fail to see the reason why they would start such a great country to only make it self-destruct. To what? Demonstrate to the rest of the world that a government that was limited in scope. And the power resided in the several states. Why do such an exercise just to build it, to demonstrate to people, and then pull it under?
Well, you see, one of the main purposes of our limited government and our constitutional guarantees was to prevent the kind of persecution which the Catholic Church had been carrying out against all members of secret societies since 600 A.D. They started, it was the Inquisition really started in 600 A.D. against the practitioners of the black magic arts, which today we would call Illuminati. And that's who they started killing. And they only included the Protestants in this after Martin Luther came along. The Inquisition was all set up and running. But there were two groups in American history that were bound and determined that America was not going to suffer the same kind of persecution for their religious faith as had been meted out by the Catholic Church in Europe, and those were the Baptists and the Illuminati. And there was an incredible union or merging of interests at the time our Constitution was being set up, and at the time that the Bill of Rights was being set up. And you see, the Illuminati wanted a breathing space of 200 to 300 years, where they could set up their magnificently powerful nation called the United States of America without having to battle every minute of every day the Roman Catholic Church. They wanted a breathing space, and they got it. But that breathing space is to come to an end when we move into the global system. And then you have a dictatorship which is very similar to the dictatorship of the proletariat phase, in communism, where for a short period of time they will purge everyone whose attitudes and values will never allow them to accept the New World Order. And then, at the end of that cleansing period, which the Illuminati sees will be 7 years, then a global constitution will be set up very similar to America's, but of course that will only be for the survivors.
We have already seen a remake, and it was actually the Rockefeller Foundation that funded this. And ironically, at our bicentennial, it was unleashed on the American people. The Constitution in itself and the Bill of Rights was very, very eerily similar, except for one primary difference, that the rights that men enjoy don't come from governments. They're created by the Creator himself. That we have inherent rights through God. That's mm-hmm. what he intended his people to have. And then we set up governments, well, like one that we've set up here, that their primary objective, first and foremost, was to protect people's constitutional rights. That's what they're designed to do. But we've seen what has happened with that. But, David, I'm trying to get a sense here, and for the listeners, we're not on television, so we can't do charts and graphs for them.
Okay,
but I'm trying to get a timeline here, and if we can put this kind of in a flow chart as to where this began, what other groups were brought into the sphere of this influence to be used to foment wars, to keep people pitted against each other, and to have a clearer understanding of who the players are down through the last couple of centuries that have been used to foment this global government scheme.
The global government scheme started in the early 1580s between Queen Elizabeth I, Sir Francis Bacon, and John Dee, and they were the leaders at that time, the primary leaders in the world of a secret society called Rosicrucianism, and that was a counterfeit Christianity, a counterfeit mystic Christianity. They practiced witchcraft in addition to believing in Jesus. It's strange. Now they claim, especially Bacon and John Dee, that they were being told by their guiding spirits that out of the North American continent, Great Britain was to bring forth an English-speaking nation that would be unprecedented in power and influence. And this nation, not England, this nation would lead the world into the New World Order. Now, John Dee and Queen Elizabeth and Bacon were all of the belief that mankind is inherently good, And that evil can be trained out of him and can be educated out of him. And so they felt that over the next 200 to 300 years after America was established.
Go ahead.
Each nation, each succeeding generation would be a little bit better and a little bit more,
all right,
evolved
than the previous generation. Pick it up from right there when we get right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, David, pick up where you left off. We were talking about Bacon.
Okay. Well, Bacon and Queen Elizabeth felt that that mankind would be, you know, as you pass through successive generations of mankind, each generation could be educated to be better than the generation before. Less crime, less evil, more of an understanding that the godhood was within them, that kind of thing. It was really a New Age type belief, but that was their belief, and they believed that this change would be natural and would be, you know, just part of the evolutionary ladder for mankind, and it would be all benign, and there would, you know, no wars or anything would be necessary to bring it about. In fact, that they felt that would be counterproductive. Well, it was a really utopian idea, and at the end of the global, at the end of all this, mankind would reach a point where they would suddenly, as a collective mankind, they would undergo a paradigm shift in consciousness, and they would suddenly realize that they were all gods, and at that point, no, really very limited government would be needed, and at that point, a Rosicrucian Christ would arise, you know, that would rule the world for 1,000 years. a very benign, very utopian-looking society. I mean, plan that it had the power of the crown behind it. Our founding fathers were signed onto this plan nearly 100%. And Benjamin Franklin, as we show in our video, started in 1658. You know, going to London, meeting with British Masons, especially the Masons running British intelligence, to make sure that Bacon's plan was fulfilled exactly in the North American colonies. And indeed it was. Our fathers were completely sold on to this benign plan. And they were aiming for July 2 or July 4, 1776 to have the Declaration of Independence. Well, they were preempted. On May 1, 1776, Adam Vsauft and Mayer Amschel Bauer, later renamed Rothschild, founded the Masters of the Illuminati, a very black magic witchcraft type group. And they had the same global plan, the same global goal as did Bacon and Elizabeth. But they basically said to the Baconians and to the founding fathers, you're crazy if you think this can all be achieved, you know, without war, can be achieved benignly. They said, if it's going to be achieved, it must be achieved by wars, even world wars, through assassinations, regime changes. And that was what they preached. And the American, the founding fathers, especially George Washington and John Adams to a lesser extent, Ben Franklin, looked on in horror as they saw that it took Adam Vsauft and his group only 13 years to get control of all of the Masonic lodges in Europe and controlled most of them in Great Britain. The year was 1789 at that point. And so the founding fathers fought against it, preventing those type of lodges from coming into America until after they had passed away. But by the early 1820s, most of American lodges were under the control of the Adam Vsauft firebrand type of plan. So the plan took an abrupt move, abrupt change on May 1, 1776. And then right after the Civil War, in 1870, the Masonic leader Albert Pike received a guiding spirit vision one night, and this visionary told him that three world wars would be necessary to produce the Christ and to produce the New World Order. The First World War, this vision, now remember, 1870, January 22, 1870, the First World War would be fought in Europe, but the primary purpose of it was to overthrow the Tsarist government of Russia and establish communism. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. The Second World War would be started between Great Britain and Germany, but the primary purpose of that war was to build Russia into a superpower. And that is exactly what happened. And the Third World War was to start between Israel and her Arab neighbors and expand outward, and out of that war would come the Christ. And we are poised at that point. Now, the interesting thing about this vision is it occurred on January 22, 1870. And in 1870, Israel was not a nation. The Turkish Ottoman Empire held an iron grip over all of Europe. Over all the Middle East. And nobody in their right mind they had held it for so long that there just was no seemingly end in sight. And yet today we stand at the cusp of that war. And out of that, and the plan hasn't changed.
So this is more serious. David, you hear a lot of talk show hosts talking about the false flag operations that got us into World War One, that got us into World War Two, that got us into such conflicts as Korea, Vietnam, and the Middle East. But underlying this, and the point I want to make here to the listeners, David, is this is a production company. They put out their front dummies heads of state.
Right.
George Bush.
Yeah.
The people like this. And it doesn't matter if the people that are out there on stage performing right now fall in disfavor, because the production company is behind that curtain. They've already made up the next one and the next replacement.
Exactly.
Their ideology is in place. The names and the faces will change, but the plan continues. This is what a lot of people are not understanding.
Yeah, there was a major book written in 1981 called The Armageddon Script by Peter Lemasseur. And very, very major New World Order leader, and he's from France, and the last one third of the book shows how they're going to deceive the Jewish people into believing that their Christ, their Masonic Christ, is the Jewish Messiah. But he likens the whole thing to a global stage, and he says all the actors and actresses have already been selected, and everybody's got their script. To him, it was all a stage, just like you said, John. All a stage. And whether you're a George Bush or whether you are a Tony Blair or Russia's Putin, you're acting according to a script.
And you're not allowed to be a player on that stage unless you've been pre-approved.
Of course.
And this is what's really troublesome, because the Illuminist plans that have been talked about for years and years and years, they are right on the edge of fomentation. Here it is, right here in front of our face.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. We are at the point of this world war, and it's going to. When it occurs, it's going to be the most deliberately planned thing in history. But a nation, I mean, a leader that is on that has been elevated to a position knows is fully signed on. He knows before he even steps into the office. He knows at least the broad outlines of what he is to do. And sometimes he knows that he's going to be made into a goat, but that's okay because that's his role in the script. Other leaders in other point in other countries maybe know that the ultimate end might be that they were going to be a national hero, and that's okay too, because they're all signed on to the plan. I personally think that the Illuminati has been working since early 2004. To bring George Bush into severe disrepute, severely discredit him.
To what end?
There are only two enemies the Illuminati in their writings has ever admitted having. One is patriotism. The patriotism has proven a formidable obstacle to global governance.
Sovereignty, self-determination. Yes.
Right, they love their country, they love their money, they don't want to disappear as a country and go into a global government. So patriotism, but a corollary to patriotism, or maybe I should say a foundation of patriotism, is national sovereignty. And that means that the leader of a nation has the right to take any action he thinks is necessary for his country. Even if the global government, even if the global community has a different idea, that national sovereignty is always held that a leader can act according to what he thinks is right for his country. The Illuminati hates that; they want that to disappear. The other enemy that the Illuminati fears is fundamental Christianity, not liberal Christianity, but fundamental Bible believing Christianity. That's been a formidable obstacle to them. If George Bush is in a position to bring both of those into severe disrepute, so severe that they might be discredited and done away with altogether, because he came to the pulpit saying he was a Christian, and too many Christians foolishly believed him. They didn't look at his fruits; they looked at his words, and they accepted him as a born again Christian. And so he's been perceived at that you know, from day one. Then he lost this war in Iraq based upon the lie that there were, that Saddam had all these workable militarized weapons of mass destruction that could be launched in minutes, shown to be a lie. And so he went against the national or the international community based upon his power as a national sovereign. He ordered those troops across the Iraqi border based on his power as a national sovereign. If this war comes back to bite him really bad, then I believe that the concept of national sovereignty will be at an end. I mean, if it's seen that this concept of national sovereignty, this invasion of Iraq, and this, you know, and maybe even the Israeli strike in Lebanon, is, you know, led us into a World War III, and both of those actions were outworking of national sovereignty, then national sovereignty would be at an end, just like the Illuminati wanted. And throughout the world, I'm telling you that foreign countries see our debacle in Iraq and Afghanistan as a Christian as a kind of a crusade led by a Christian leader, a Christian president, who believes that he's taking actions that will fulfill Bible prophecy. So when that comes crashing down, Bible believing Christians can be discredited to the point of persecution.
Well, and you mentioned earlier about communism, socialism. This has always been a Zionist field. That's their expertise. We can go back through history and say, well, geez, if George Patton was allowed to roll into Russia and destroy communism, this would be a whole different world today.
But, you know, good old George, I love the guy, man. He didn't understand the plan. I mean, he was a good old, I mean, the best general. I mean, unbelievable. But he didn't understand the plan. He didn't understand that the major reason for World War II was to build Russia into a superpower, so that they could have a dialectic struggle, you know, for the next 40 years between Russia and America. And he didn't understand that. You know, General Marshall did. General Eisenhower understood that. At the time when old George wanted to start a war with Russia and take care of her, FDR and Churchill were on the cusp of going to Malta to give away Eastern Europe. Now, why did we? Historians have never understood why did we give away Eastern Europe. There was no reason to. We were not under a threat by Russia. Russia was exhausted. She was depleted from the war. One word from FDR and they would have retreated back to Russia, back to their own borders. There was no reason to give Eastern Europe away and put those people, hundreds of millions of people, under the shackles of communism. Why did we do it? Because the plan was to build Russia to a superpower.
And the communist plan was, and it's been marked out in the 50 finer points of the Communist Manifesto, it walks through the entire program to deconstruct America.
Exactly.
And as you look at this, and then you, let's say, fast forward to present day, well, they were going to pull this off without firing a shot, without a military frontal assault, if you will, that they were going to work and groom the communists here in America. They were going to set up their organizations. And basically, we had some social reengineering here. I loved what Khrushchev said when he was queried by an American reporter, Mr. Khrushchev, what about the communists here in America? And he pursed his lips and held up his index finger, almost in a mocking fashion. He said, here we don't call them communists, we call them liberals.
Exactly. What was his first name? The leader of American communism, his last name was Gus, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just died a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he said, this was in the 50s. He said Americans will reject anything that comes under the banner of communism, but they will accept the same principles, the same programs, if it comes under the banner of liberalism. Absolutely. And at the end of, in 1959, he was quoted as saying that the American Communist Party was well pleased about the progress toward communist-type socialism in America made under the Eisenhower administration.
Well, and also in that 50-point plan that I was speaking of was a detailed account on how to just tear America apart. And one of the things that it was to do was to discredit the United States in the eyes of the world. And especially, David, if you take a look at the game board nowadays that we have the United Nations, and we hear this mantra repeated constantly, the world community. That's just a euphemism for the New World Order.
Absolutely.
And we got to play a part in this. But in that was the seeds of the destruction of America.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fast forward to present day. Well, what's another way to ruin a country? Well, you can do that economically. That's probably the main reason why we're $70 to $100 trillion in the hole today. We'll be right back with David Bay.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back. We will open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 for my guest today, David Bay. And David, before the break, I was talking about the economics. It is incomprehensible that a government would function the way our government has.
Now, they either have to be led by idiots over, you know, since the mid-60s, or they have to be led by brilliant men who are deliberately ruining the whole system.
Well, and if you take
that's the only one to conclusion you can reach.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the idea is that Washington D.C. has a never-ending self-replenishing checkbook, and that they raise their debt ceiling to say $9 trillion. I would be happy if America's debt was only $9 trillion, but through the derivatives games and everything else that they have played, marketing their debt worldwide. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that this is like dealing with Guido on the street corner or a loan shark, because there is no forgiveness of interest on debt. The juice is still running. And when you have to pay the juice or that interest on the amount of money that the United States owes, that in itself is a surefire recipe for disaster. Now,
right,
you start taking away its manufacturing base. 80% of America's manufacturing is gone. Where is the new money coming from? Well, the new money has to come out of the pocketbooks of Mr. and Mrs. America. What does that do, David? That destroys middle class, the very fabric and the thread that holds this country together, the working class man out there. I'm sorry, am I losing him?
No,
oh,
no,
there
I'm
you
sorry.
Are.
No, I'm back.
Okay. So we, it is not just rampant or foolish or an overextended government. There was and there still is a plan. When you allow 40 million illegals to flood into your country and then you sit around and you play games and steps to shore up your borders to protect. I mean, this is one of the things that really flies in the face of George Bush's supposed war on terrorism, that our southern borders are still open to this day. More.
Well, that is a different story in itself. Well, I mean, you know, everybody remembers NAFTA being formed, right?
Sure.
Well, NAFTA was one of the was one of 10 supernations that the world, you know, that the Illuminati planned to reorganize. I mean, you know, Western Europe was the first nation to be organized. They took effect in December 31st, 1992. Then Bush Senior and Clinton ramrodded NAFTA through, and systematically the whole world has been reorganized into these economic nations. But Western Europe is the model for what the Illuminati plans to do worldwide, and that is take these economic groupings and ultimately make them into their own nations with their own currency, their own police and military forces, you know, et cetera. Now, NAFTA is taking shape in front of our eyes. And NAFTA is Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And that's why there's no border policy, because the Mexican-American border isn't the real border. The real border is south. I mean, is Mexico on the south and all the way up to the North Pole to the north. That's what's happening in front of our eyes. NAFTA is taking shape as a nation.
But it's also important to turn America into, well, a modern-day Babel or Babylon, where we have people that can't communicate with each other in a common language. We got to take the break. We'll take your phone calls in the next hour at 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a copy of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, just call the office here at 800-724-2719. This is the next step in your educational process. We keep identifying the threats that are on our doorstep, but as I said, it's a stage play and a production company is humming along with its play. We'll be right back, hour two.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy's 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.